Yesterday we mentioned the halacha found in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Zimra Menalan Da'aser, that it is forbidden to engage in what the Gemara refers to as either Zimra Demana, music by way of instruments, or Zimra Depuma, or even music, just song, without the instrumentation. And we saw the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos, that this is in reference to one who sings or plays music in a Beis HaMishdos, in a place of drinking wine. Which means that any other context, according to Rashi and Tosfos, permissible. Dafka, the combination of drinking wine and playing music or singing songs, is what the Gemara forbids. The Rambam, however, we saw, writes that with Klei Shir, when you have musical instruments, it's usur across the board, whether you're drinking wine, whether you're not drinking wine. Klei Shir is usur across the board. It's Shir B'peh, said the Rambam, that is usur dafka in conjunction with wine. Singing, even without instruments, is usur when done in a bar, in a place of drinking wine. So that was the Machlokas Rishonim we saw, Rashi Tosfos versus the Rambam. And even Tosfos, who said the Isser is dafka when one is playing music or singing songs in a Beis HaMishdos, even Tosfos said that it's Roy Lahachmir, that if somebody is listening to music with regularity, such as those who are koyim v'damich bezimra, those who get up in the morning, those who go to bed at night with music playing in the background, so even Tosa says it is Roy Lahachmir to avoid such a practice. We saw in Shulchan Aruch Tavkav Samach Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, that one should not be menagen beklishir v'kol mine zemer, v'smoch behem, and we saw the Ramah who holds like Rashi Tosis, that it's Asher Dafka, one who is ragel behem, one who is accustomed to doing it regularly, or if it's being done in a Beis HaMishta, in a place of drinking wine. So the Machlokas Bishonim comes down to Machlokas, Mechaber, and Ramah. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach, I think we mentioned briefly in passing as well, based on the Ramo, says that it's appropriate to be machmir, not to listen to music with regularity, such as one who awakens every morning and goes to bed every night with music playing in the background. So Shlomo Zalman said, we saw this from Rav Nevensal, quoting Shlomo Zalman also, that therefore one should not set his alarm clock every morning to go off to some music or radio station, or set your alarm CD machine to start playing music when you awaken in the morning, or your iPhone, whatever it might be, not to wake up every morning to music playing in the background, because even according to Rashi Tosis, that the Isser of Klei Shir is Dafka Alayayin, but Tosis says, it's Roy Lahachmir, that it should not be done with regularity, such as one who awakens and goes to sleep every night or every morning with music playing. That's one Psak Halacha Lamaisa. Question then becomes, leaving aside for the moment the question of awakening in the morning to music playing, what about stam listening to music? So we quoted of Nevensal already, who paskined that if the purpose of listening to music is because I am exercising or I'm driving and I need the music to help me maintain a rhythm or to keep me awake, so that's permissible as well. But let's say that's not the case. I'm just listening to music because I enjoy it. Is there a concern in such a case? And the truth is that if Shmuel Vosner and his Shuvas Shevet Alevi writes that Letza'arenu, it is as if this halacha has been completely forgotten in reference to the common practice of so many to listen to music just for purposes of enjoyment. So what then is the approach that one adopts in that regard? Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Lichas Shlomo as having said that to be koveh oneself, to go to a concert, to enjoy an erev shira, as he calls it, he says it's not pashut b'chlal, that is so ideal. Now, one might argue that if it's a chol hamoed, Miami Boys, or whoever it is that has a concert chol hamoed, there's a mitzvah of simchas yamtif, maybe then one could argue it's b'chlal the heter of the sameach chasim v'kala, or as we saw from Rav Nevensal, sudas mitzvah, there's a heter, when you're singing in the context of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, there's a heter. So perhaps a Chol Moed concert, one can say would be B'chlal that heter. And we saw in Shulchan Aruch also that when one is singing Shiros V'tish Bachos and Zichron Chasti HaKadosh Baruch, that's also permissible. But is all of Jewish music really Shiros V'tish Bachos, Zichron Chasti Hashem Yisbarach? Halavai. I'm not so sure that we can necessarily say that with conviction. Some singers and some songs certainly are. Shirs v'tishbachos, hoda'os, zichron chastik adesh baruch hu. Some Jewish artists, they certainly are singing with hearts. Shirs v'tishbachos, zichron chastik adesh baruch hu. Sadly, not everyone. I probably don't have to think of too many examples, but I'm sure you can think of your own. Many, many Jewish singers whose songs are not begedra necessarily all the time, shirs v'tishbachos, and zichron chastik adesh baruch hu. So what then would be a heter, if there is one? So there is an interesting comment in the Tshuvas Maharshag, cited by Rav Vosner, and cited as well by Rav Nosson Gestetner, his Lahoras Nosson. Maharshag, Shimon Greenfield writes that, writing in Eastern Europe already a good number of decades ago, he writes that if the purpose of listening to the music is because one is feeling down and depressed and needs the music to boost his mood and lighten the mood, that, it says, is already also justification. That's just to maintain a balanced equilibrium of avoiding sinking into depression. I can imagine Jews in certain communities, pre-war Europe wasn't always so pashut. And sometimes the music is necessary to just pick up your spirits a little bit. So that, says the Maharshag, quoted by, again, Shevet Levi and Lahoras Nosson, is mutter for that reason. It's not begetter just to enjoy the pleasure of music. It's because you need to maintain yourself on a healthy, functioning level. Okay, so that would be one svara. But also, that doesn't always apply in every which case. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Is there a justification for listening to music just to enjoy? So perhaps comes down to the question of what is really the parameters and definition of the Ramah's comment of V'yesh Omrim Dafka Mi Sherogil Bohem. Dafka Mi Sherogil Bohem. What is the definition of Rogil Bohem? So we saw the Tosis quotes the example, every morning, every night, playing music as you wake up, as you go to sleep, that's Rogil Bohem. And if I'm just once in a while listening to music, again, hard to define exactly what Rogil Bohem means, but if it's not Rogil Bohem, then that is also a basis for Heter. So Eliezer writes such a svara in Chelek Tezvav, where he was asked about learning how to play a musical instrument. Is that usher, taking music lessons? That's not necessarily to boost my spirits. It's not necessarily because I am playing at a Sudas Mitzvah, Simchas Mitzvah, and want to learn how to play a musical instrument. Is that permissible? So Eliezer writes, he says, Ein lefakbeku lahara klal. One should not question the fact that we are somech on the Ramah. And the Ramah says the gzeira, not to play instruments, is dafka mishol rogel bohem. On that basis, Tzitzel Yasser writes, that already is a makam nirchav lahakil limud hazemer b'klishir. Learning an instrument, he says, is not rogel bohem. That's not what the Ramah means by rogel bohem. You're learning an instrument. So how often are you musical lessons every week? Once a week, twice a week, you're practicing in between. It's not Rogel Bohem. That, he holds, is also basis for Heter. Furthermore, writes Tzitzel Yezer, an interesting ha'ara, a diuk in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Gazru shalolinagin b'klishir l'sameach behem. When your purpose is just simcha, that's the Isser. Learning, he says, a skill is not l'sameach behem. There's a reason he says that the Shulchan Aruch stresses that the Isser is dafka l'sameach behem. But if you're learning just to learn the skill, so you're working on gaining the skill, learning the skill, l'das ha-miktsoa, that, he says, is not k'dei l'sameach behem, that, he says, is mutter as well. So Tzitzel Yezer gives us two svaras l'haka with regard to music lessons. Okay, so you've seen the Maharshag, if it's meant to pick up your spirits, Tzitzel Yezer, depending on how you define the Ramah, is Mishal Ragel Bahem. And one other additional Svar Lahakel, in some contexts. Again, not everyone accepts this Svar, but Rav Avajin is Chavadas, and Chelik Aleph cites the Tshuvas Chalkos Yaakov, who writes that new technologies such as the radio, tape recorders, CDs, digital music that was not in existence when Chazal made the Gzeira. He said Chazal made the Gzeira on musical instruments. The new technology methods of reproducing music, Chalkas Yaakov argues, is not Bechlal the Gzeira. Again, that's a Chiddush. Not everyone agrees with that. Tzitz Eliezer writes as follows. Tzitz Eliezer writes that the Geder of music on the radio is exactly as you hear it. If they're playing on the radio music played by a band, then the radio has a din of a band of instruments. If they're playing on the radio someone singing, just vocals alone, so the radio has a din of vocals alone. The Svara L'chalik between radio, tape recorder, and actual live instruments is not necessarily, according to all poskim, such a pasha to one. But according to Chalkas Yaakov, the Iker Gzeir is dafka on live instruments, not on today's technological means of reproducing music. That's the Chalkas Yaakov's Svara. And the Vavaji uses that Betziruf, other Svaras. He relies on that in part, that Svara. So that is also something to consider. So a number of, again, different components to this Svara Lahakel, to be justified, to be Mamed Zchus on the minig of many. Again, if the purpose of listening to the music is just to boost one's spirits, one is down, and this is meant to give you a little boost, that the Marashag, quoted by later poskim, says is permissible. If the purpose of listening is to learn a skill, learn music, learn how to play, that says Tzitz Eliezer is not begeder l'samech behem, that's just l'omod ha-mektsoa. If it's not misha ragel behem, however one defines misha ragel behem, as long as it's not ragel behem, that's also a heter. And then this added siruf of the Chalkas Yaakov, that if it is not a live instrument, it's technology reproducing music, that also, according to Chalkas Yaakov, is a svar lahakel as well.